The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Time to take back control of your life and start making choices based on what your true self and intuition are telling you. Welcome to Shining Bright with your host, Regina Cisco. If you are one of the many people that deserve a better life and more fulfillment than what they are living now, the next hour will be enlightening, inspirational, and above all, will provide the direction you need. Now, here is your host, Regina Cisco.
Hello, I'm your host, Regina Cisco, and welcome to my show, Shining Bright, A Journey from Self-Doubt to Self-Worth. And I like to start my show by sharing one of my personal stories that may inspire you and give you some food for thought. So there was a time in my life when it was difficult for me to see the forest through the trees. When I was separated in my previous marriage, it was devastating to me. Everything in my life was changing. My relationship, my job, my sense of self, and security. I grew a lot during that time and healed during that time too. I have had other times more recently in my life that has required a lot of change, a lot of letting go of the past, and letting go of that sense of self, of who I knew me to be, and being willing to let go of that. And all of that is that comfort zone, what I knew and what I felt comfortable with about me and my life. This allowed me to experience a new level of me and to create something even better in my life. And the better in my life now is me, who I have become and how I prefer to show up in the world. It's easy for us to stay in our comfort zones, even if they aren't all that comfortable. Stretching past them is scary and can be uncomfortable. However, the reward is worth it. It's always worth it. I have shared several stories of my challenging situations in my life that, quite frankly, I didn't think I was going to survive, and not sure I even wanted to. Fortunately, I had this connection to the truth of my being, my soul, my guides, and the universe that helped me to move forward. Some people call this faith. Having this sense of knowing that there is something more for me here, and that there is a greater presence in the universe. So whatever we want to call that, God, Source, angels. Knowing we are not here doing this alone. Because some of life's messes are bigger than us to clean up by ourselves. That's when we ask for help from the universe and from this plane on Earth. Knowing that is our job to take care of ourselves and no one else's. Because here's what I say to my clients on a regular basis. If you want things to change, you have to do something different. And that's such a simple statement, but perhaps not the easiest thing to do. So if you are wallowing in something, if you don't have a mate or the relationship never works out, know that you have to do something different with you. What belief, pattern, or habit is keeping you from having what you want? Make a new choice. Take the risk of doing something new. Remember, you are not alone or ever alone. At a minimum, know that I'm here with you, and those who love you are here, and those in the universe are with you too. And I want to say the affirmation that I shared with you a couple of weeks ago out loud, if you can, and repeat after me. I belong to the Creator, and the Creator belongs to me. And again, I belong to the Creator, and the Creator belongs to me. And I am one with the Creator, and the Creator is one with me. And now it's time to breathe. I'd like to take 3 deep breaths in and out, and feel free to join me if you like. And let's take a deep breath in and slowly breathe out through your mouth. And let's take another deep breath in and slowly breathe out through your mouth. And let's take one more deep breath in and slowly breathe out through your mouth. All right. My show today is called The Secret Vibe That Keeps You Single or Attracting the Wrong Romantic Prospects. And my guest is Dr. Alice Chan. And let me tell you about her. Dr. Alice Chan is an inspirational author, speaker, and coach devoted to practicing conscious living. Born in Hong Kong, raised in Macau, she left home at the tender age of 16 to attend college in Hawaii. Since then, her search for a meaningful life led her to becoming an award-winning professor at Cornell University and then a market research and business consultant. Following a near-fatal car accident in December 2008, she connected to her purpose in life, that is to inspire and help others self-empower to live passionately and fully in love and grace. In her book, Reach Your Dreams, 5 Steps to Be a Conscious Creator in Your Life, she details a 5-step conscious living program to help readers create the life they want. This book is hailed as a compelling and acutely honest guide to creating an inspired and passionate life. For more information about Dr. Chan's services, go to her website at www.dralicechan.com, and that's DralicechAn.com. Welcome, Dr. Chan.
Good morning.
It's so great to have you with us.
It's lovely to be with you.
Oh, thank you. So tell us about your background, where you grew up. I know you've got an interesting story of moving here.
Sure. In many ways, I often feel like a cat with 9 lives, and I'm on maybe my 5th. So as you read in my bio, I was born in Hong Kong and raised in Macau, and in a very traditional Chinese family. So I was fortunate to have been raised in very strong values about integrity and working hard and all that. The not-so positive side is that I was born into a family with 3 boys, and it was still at a time when girls were not valued as much as boys. So I grew up with this belief, with all these messages around me, that I was not worth as much as my 3 brothers. And in fact, I wasn't as smart as them either. So there was this subconscious belief within me that I just had to work extra hard to deserve the same life that my brothers did. And so there was this inner drive within me that I didn't want that. So I wanted to be able to build a better life for myself. So when I turned 16, a bunch of different circumstances lined up for me to be able to go abroad to Hawaii to start college. And so that set the stage for a lot of things. I got a ton of education, eventually went on to get my PhD, and ended up in the academic world thinking that being a research professor was my calling. And I was very fortunate to get to Cornell, became an award-winning professor there, And when that didn't turn out to be what I thought it was, I kind of stumbled onto the consulting world, thinking that it would be my springboard to doing the kind of work that I really want to do in terms of helping develop human potential. That didn't turn out the way that I wanted either, but I still stuck with the corporate life for more than 10 years.
Mm-hmm. So were you feeling fulfilled and satisfied in the corporate world?
Well, in a nutshell, even though I did enjoy some aspects of helping clients, especially solving their problems, the big picture is I did not feel fulfilled in the corporate world. And that was because most of those 10 years, I hated myself because it felt like I was selling out, that the work that I was doing wasn't personally meaningful enough. Even though I was helping solve problems, it wasn't personally meaningful. That was until I realized that all of that was only my own judgment of the work and had nothing to do with the work itself. You know, as you were saying earlier, when you want things to change, you got to change yourself first. And so I started changing my perspective and realizing that those 10 years actually helped me hone a lot of skills that I need to be able to serve those I'm called to serve and be able to relate to the people I'm trying to help.
Mm-hmm. And there's also an element of safety in being in the corporate world and the job and the income, speaking from one who had left the corporate world as well, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. And yours and my story are, you know, resonate with a lot of people. I mean, over time, I keep meeting people who would say, you know, I know exactly what you mean. It is a safety net, especially, you know, in the consulting world, you make a pretty good income. And I live in a very expensive part of the country in the San Francisco Bay Area. And so there are certain practicalities of life that keep someone stuck in a less than satisfying existence, and I was definitely there. And it took a lot more to recognize that, you know, there's more to this existence than just, you know, keeping a regular paycheck and paying my bills.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so I would like for you to tell us about your book, Reach Your Dreams, 5 Steps to Be a Conscious Creator in Your Life. And what made you decide to write this book? And I just want to add in that we're going to be heading to break in a few minutes, so I might need to interrupt you. But go ahead. What made you decide to write the book?
No problem. I'm sure that everyone's heard of the saying, don't die with the music within you. And for me, it's don't die with a book still within you. And it basically contains a message that I am kept alive to convey. The short story, and we can expand on that if you want, is that I came into the height of my existential crisis in 2008. I was successful in a consulting job, but feeling very unhappy. I kept asking, why was I born? For what purpose did I come into this life? That job certainly didn't feel like it. And then I had an epiphany that what if I were born to serve those who are in the same boat, who are doing everything that they can to build a successful life on the outside but just feel dead inside? What if I experience all the things I had experienced, including things I haven't told you yet, to help those who are in the same boat? I can personally relate to them. And that's the impetus behind writing this book.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so tell us a bit about your journey, because you've got a really very interesting story that I'd like you to share with the audience.
Sure, I can do that. When I thought about writing this book, it was in 2008 that the idea came to me. In fact, the whole title of Reach, part of my book title, that came to me very intuitively. That was going to be the 5-step program that I would create. Then I ran into all.
Dr. Chan, I'm going to stop you right there. That's a good place for us to cut to break.
Okay.
And we'll continue when we return. And sure. I'm speaking with Dr. Alice Chan, author of Reach Your Dreams, 5 Steps to Be a Conscious Creator in Your Life. You could learn more about her services by going to www.dralicechan.com. And we'll be right back after the break.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients.
Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best, Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you are listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's Seventh Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and we are speaking with Dr. Alice Chan, who is sharing information about how we can be attractive to ourselves and others. So, Dr. Chan, before we went to break, you were just starting to tell us about your program called REACH and the five steps in that program. So can you tell us more?
Sure. I was just about to answer your question about my journey of writing this book, and I think that what I went through, just about everybody can relate to, because it touched upon a lot of self-doubt and fear of failure and things like that. The book came to me at the height of my existential crisis of wondering why I'm here. And when I received intuitively that I need to write this book called Reach Your Dreams, all kinds of self-doubt and fear came up, including who did I think I was that I could write a book like this? Who would listen to me? Nobody knew who I was. Why would anyone want to listen to me? And another thing was, just like we had talked about earlier, about that comfort zone, that security blanket I had with my job. I have a life that I need to sustain here. And if I were to give all that up to write this book and do the work related to this book, how am I going to pay for my life? How am I going to sustain myself? So all these doubts and fears that come from my ego and my inner critic came up to challenge me. And so I almost didn't do it. That was until I almost died in a car accident in December 2008. It was a huge wake-up call for me. And while I was still unconscious in the hospital, before I even knew what happened to me, I had a near-death experience of being held by the divine presence that loved me unconditionally and told me that everything was just right, even though objectively speaking, there was a trauma team of six surgeons trying to save me and keep me alive. And during that time, as I was held by this love, I was also told that my time wasn't up yet and there was more for me to do in this life, and REACH was part of that I needed to stay alive to complete.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was kind of the experience was like what you see on TV, pretty much.
So what happened when you woke up?
Well, when I woke up, it was not as rosy as everything would seem in those brief moments of feeling that everything was just right. I struggled with the recovery itself because I suffered sustained major head trauma. And so for a long time, even now, so many years later, sometimes I'll still get dizzy. But for months after, immediately after the accident, I was physically really weak, and I also suffered from post-traumatic stress. I was depressed. I was scared. And there were more than a few days I would shut my office door or lie in bed at home, just feeling really sick physically and psychologically. And I just asked, why didn't I just die? Because that would have been easier than this. So I had to get through all that before I could drum up the strength within myself to follow the path that had been shown to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that certainly took a lot of strength and courage, I'm sure.
The good news is that because I had that moment in the hospital of being held by divine love, that I knew that as long as I do what's mine to do, I will be okay.
Mm-hmm. So in your book, you talk about being a conscious creator. And so how does that empower us, especially for women who have overcome some type of trauma? So you shared your story, but so for some women, it's in relationships. What can you tell us about that?
Sure. Let me first quickly talk about a conscious creative piece, which is very similar to how you opened the show today, but just with a tiny bit more science behind it. So 95% to 99% of our decisions and actions every day are made subconsciously and automatically. So when we think of something before we even realize what happened, there is our inner critic saying, no, you can't do that. And most of the time we are not even aware of that. We just accept that that's the case, and then we go on with our lives. And unfortunately, our subconscious mind tends to store all kinds of limiting beliefs about ourselves that we accumulate since we were kids, and some we have forgotten, some we're not even aware of. And when it comes to love and relationships, especially with women, a lot of them have to do with self-worth. And so being a conscious creator and breeding means starting to notice and becoming aware when we have these automatic messages that come up, to stop and realize, okay, where did this come from? Is it really true? Can I stop this and turn it around? And so in terms of looking for love, there are a few things that we want to pay attention to as a conscious creator. Is to realize what are these messages telling us about our self-worth? Because no one will love us more than we love ourselves. So that's one thing we need to be aware of. Another thing very common with women is that we tend to put other people's needs first because we were told since we were kids that were the case. For me, it was very pronounced because being a girl, you know, I'm on boys. So I had to work on that, that my needs are as valid as anybody else's. And another point is, what we really pay attention to, what we really want, not what we think we should want. That comes from a subconscious programming again. As women, what should we want in a relationship? Stop that. Just really ask yourself, given where I'm in my life, what I want and all that, what kind of a relationship do I really want? And be conscious of that so you can create that. Last but not least, what are we truly ready for? This is a biggie because a lot of us walk around thinking that we're ready for a long-lasting relationship, but when, in fact, what we are really feeling is that we're lonely. And that's nothing wrong with being lonely. But recognize that if we're looking for a loneliness cure, it doesn't necessarily equate to long-term romantic bliss. So we want to be conscious of that so that we can create what we want.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, I like all of those. Very well said. Especially that the last one. It's that feeling of being lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of us are uncomfortable feeling lonely. You know, it really does turn into that self-doubt and there must be something wrong with me situation.
Yes, I mean, we make so many judgments of our emotions, and being lonely is something that we shouldn't feel. And so a lot of us try to reject that or cover that or put a Band-Aid on it. And so we do anything but really see that. But when we sit with it and realize it's being human, I'm human, so I'm going to feel lonely. It's okay. What do I want to do about this loneliness?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so the title of today's show is The Secret Vibe That Keeps You Single or Attracting the Wrong Romantic Prospects. So I know we all want to know, what's the secret vibe and what can we do about it?
Aha, it's a million-dollar question, right? Well, it comes in different variations, but to sum it up, that secret vibe is basically, you don't really want to be with someone like me. And some of the more common strands of this secret vibe are the following. I'll name three very common ones. One is, I'm really ultimately not really ready for a long-term commitment. The second one is, I'm really looking for someone to complete me because I have a big void inside me that I don't even understand myself. And then the third one is the famous fear of intimacy. I'm just not comfortable with dropping my super independence to let you in. And these three secret vibes are so common, and yet a lot of people who carry that are not aware that they're carrying this vibe. And yet their dating prospects can sense it from 10 feet away.
Right, right. So can you expand on those three a little bit more and maybe what people can do about them?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So on the first one, not really ready for a commitment, how do you know that you're in that camp? You can always tell that when you meet someone interesting, you're starting to care about them, or when they start showing you a lot of interest, all of a sudden everything in the world becomes more important. You're really busy at work meetings and your friends need you, your dog needs you, your long-lost family member who lives, you know, two continents away needs you. I'm exaggerating here, of course. But those are tips for you that when you start caring about someone, someone looks interesting to you, everything else becomes more important. Those are signals to you that you're not, at this point, ready for that commitment. Now, you have a choice at that point to decide what to do. Why am I not ready for that? Am I in the place to commit to this person or explore it further? If not, cut yourself a break, but recognize that's what's going on. Okay? And so would you like me to expand on the other two?
I would, please.
Okay. So looking for someone to complete me, that's almost like the flip side to the first scenario that I raised for you. And that is, all of a sudden you find that you are waiting to make plans in your life second to making plans with this new potential love interest. All of a sudden, you want to build your life around that person. And so if you find yourself not saying yes to your girlfriend asking you to go out to dinner or an opportunity to go to a show or to take a road trip and what have you, those are, again, signs for you to recognize that you are looking to this man to complete your life. You're looking for this man to give you something that you can't create for yourself. And that's not a good situation to be in because he would see that and realize you don't have a life and he doesn't want to be the person to give you one. So you want to be aware of that. And then the third strand of the secret vibe about fear of intimacy is that you start to feel like you're interested in this man or he's showing interest in you that scares you and you realize that, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose my independence. I'm going to be losing myself as my own person. And you start subconsciously feeling all these fears. And so when you, again, feel your knee-jerk reaction to back off, again, it could be in the disguise of I have a lot of work to do. Recognize that this is you getting uncomfortable with protecting yourself. Your work and any excuse that you put up is because it's tripping your fear that you could be allowing a man into your life that who wants to form an intimate relationship with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so that looking for someone to complete me, for me, kind of ties back into that feeling of loneliness, but also what I was saying earlier at the opening of the show, of it's your job to take care of you, to fill up your own vessel of self-love and kindness and compassion. It's not the potentially new partner's job to do that. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I agree. And I would say that a lot of us tend to fall into that camp until we actually consciously shine a light on that part. If you think about it, it makes sense. When we were children, we look to adults to love us. We look to adults to approve of us. We look to adults to nurture us. And somehow, as we grow up, we never consciously step aside. No one pulls us aside and say, okay, you're an adult now. You need to feed yourself. You need to tell yourself that you're worth something, and you're the person who's going to love yourself. So we subconsciously carry this expectation that we look outside of ourselves to fill us up. And so that's a pattern that we carry into adult relationships, that until we stop and look at it and realize, hey, you know, I have everything that I need within myself, and I just need to do that. And then when you get to that place, then you attract someone who's in the same place, and the two of you can build something together.
Okay, great. It's time for us to take a break. I'm speaking to Dr. Alice Chan, author of Reach Your Dreams, 5 Steps to Be a Conscious Creator. And we'll be right back after the break.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? How do I get there? If you're searching for the answers to these and other spiritual questions, you can look within, and you can tune into The Open Door. Our program will expand your awareness of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, offer you practical tools that promote self-mastery and personal freedom, and provide an unerring pathway for graduating from Earth Schoolroom. The Open Door, with host Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy, is broadcast live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best, Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's 7th Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and we are speaking with Dr. Alice Chan, who is sharing information about how we can be conscious creators. And Dr. Chan, so how about if you tell us about your REACH program and how does it benefit us?
Sure. I'll just give you a very quick overview and feel free to ask me to elaborate on any of the points.
Okay.
So REACH is a 5-step conscious living program, and it's basically an acronym for the 5 steps. R is for release. As in release limiting beliefs about ourselves, especially around self-worth when we're looking for love. The second letter, E, is for envision, and that's about getting clear on the relationship we want and, very importantly, believe in its inevitability. Believe is very important. The third letter is A, for act, and that relates to taking smart action towards fulfilling our relationship dream. The fourth letter, C, is the 4th step for celebrate, and that has to do with basically thinking of yourself as a love magnet and tuning that charge to attract what you want. And the last letter, H, is for honor, and that has to do with honoring how your past experiences really do add up to help you get your dream relationship. And that pain that you went through is actually not for loss. And so that's the overview of what REACH is and how it relates to looking for love.
Okay. So then how would someone apply this, for example, somebody who's looking for love in a new relationship?
Okay. So they definitely want to practice the five steps that I outlined. First of all, think of it as kind of clearing the canvas to paint the relationship of your dreams. If the canvas has already been taken up by all kinds of gunk and, past pain and what have you, you don't really have much space to create that. So, working on releasing limiting beliefs, first becoming aware of them, such as the ones that we talked about a little bit earlier around self-worth, is a really critical step. So you can apply that. There are tools in my book and my programs to help people through that. And then, the second step about getting clear on the relationship that you want, basically it's principles that, goes across all kinds of aspects of life. Competitive athletes do that. In addition to training their skills, they actually visualize winning. They visualize the conditions of how they will actually push through whatever it is they need to do, whether it's running or swimming or whatever. And the same applies for relationships. And actually in my book, the chapter 3 of Envision, I gave a personal story of how I actually manifested Christmas romance a few years ago exactly the way I envisioned it. So, there are practical tips that, you follow in order to do that. And then the similar things apply to the three remaining steps, for taking smart action. There's a process that I step people through on how to break something down about, going for their dream relationship into really bite-sized, achievable steps they can do. Practices that you do to make you magnetic to what you want. And also the last piece is really important about honoring your past experiences. When we go through painful experiences, such as what you were talking about, Regina, at the start of the show, how you work through your first divorce and your separation, a lot of us, when we experience pain, particularly when it comes to love, it's so painful that we just want to be over and done with it. And what we want to do is honor those experiences and really learn what did those experiences teach us about ourselves and about the mate we want to end up with. Again, nothing that we experience in this life is for loss. And so, again, I offer steps and tools to help people work through and reframe what they've experienced to get what they want.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with that, because after my divorce, I knew that it was me that needed to change. I knew that at some future point in time that I would want another relationship. I knew I did not want it to be like the past one.
Right.
And so what did I want to create? So I actually had this vision, like you're talking about, of what a new relationship would look like. And I knew that I needed to change things in myself so that I could create that and have that. And a lot of it was around self-worth and deservingness. But my mantra was, I deserve to be loved the way that I want to be loved. And I just held on to that.
That mantra could be everybody's mantra. We can all say that.
Exactly. But I held on to that. So, I love the messages that we're sharing. It's, having that sense of awareness and being willing to do things differently. And you actually could share some suggestions for singles on things they could do differently, couldn't you? So we've talked about some of the beliefs, but sometimes there's some other negative vibes, like I'm clingy or I'm too good for you. I think those two are pretty common, actually. Can you talk about those?
Sure. Why don't I give a few very practical things that people could do to clean up their vibration, if you will, so that they can attract the kind of love that they want. First of all, it's a little bit of tough love, so I have to preface that. Stop doing the same thing and expect different results. I have, you know, been told that that's actually the definition of insanity. Why do you keep doing the same thing and expect it will be different this time? And so whatever, you know, your relationship patterns happen to be, stop that. You know, take a look at what you are doing that attracts this person. Sometimes the same guy maybe looks differently, but the same issues would come up. And basically relationships, people we attract into our lives, romantic or otherwise, actually are mirrors for ourselves. It tells us how we see ourselves, and so it's a good chance for us to stop and stop doing the same thing and try to change the results. And the second piece of advice I would give everybody is be honest and clear about what you're ready for right now. And particularly for folks who are not in their 20s, you know, you've lived, you know, a few years. You know, I myself am in my 40s, right? And so I meet a lot of people in my age range who have a successful life going on, and they still carry this message with them that they want a long-term relationship, but they really aren't in a place for it. They want companionship, but they don't want the long-term relationship and all that comes with it. So what you want to do is be really honest with yourself and be clear about what you're ready for right now. No judgment there. You know, we just like you said, Regina, we all deserve to be loved the way that we want to be loved, and whatever that looks like. So be honest with yourself, get clear on what that is, and you can save everybody, including yourself, further hurt and frustration. And I would also say, you know, look at what you're projecting when you're meeting potential mates. Are you the power career woman who run organizations and can be really decisive and very take charge and are very good at running your masculine energy even though you're a woman? Are you bringing that persona to your dating life? Because men's not going to find that attractive. I'm not asking you to dumb yourself down, but be aware of what you're projecting. And on the flip side, when we talk about the clinginess and looking for someone to complete you, are you bringing the persona to a dating situation where you're ready to drop everybody in your life to be with this person? I will guarantee that the guy's going to run. So don't do that. They do not find that attractive. And then the last piece of advice I will give is related to what we have talked about. Feed yourself first. What makes you come alive? What makes you happy? Because nothing, I say absolutely nothing, makes a more irresistibly attractive woman to a man than someone who is really happy with herself and her life. And there's a side benefit to that. If you engage in a passion of yours, an interest of yours, you may actually meet someone who shares that passion with you. It's a total win-win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Excuse me. So, you also talk about accessing your own inner wisdom in the book. So can you tell us more about that?
I'd love that. I would love to talk about that. So I alluded to early in this interview about the fact that we have an inner critic, our ego, that comes up to tell us what we can't do and that we're crazy for wanting certain things, and we automatically listen to that. We actually have a wise and loving inner voice within ourselves, too. We call it intuition. We call it our knowing. We call it any number of things. And so inner wisdom is just one way of talking about that, and we all have that without exception. So what you want to do is to start getting into a practice of accessing that through getting quiet, meditating, or journaling. Because it works differently for different people, preferably first thing in the morning before your rational mind and your inner critic is fully awake. But, you know, if you can do it in the morning, great. If not, just any time when you can be relaxed and quiet that rational mind of yours. And you get into a receptive state and ask questions like the following. Imagine that you're talking to the wisest part of yourself that loves you no matter what. What do I need to release or let go of to welcome a love relationship? Okay. Another question that you want to ask is, what do I need to embrace or become to welcome a love relationship? So get into a habit of getting into that space of listening and asking these questions. And so what you would get are either images, you may see pictures, you may hear a message without sound. You may get sensations within your body, or you may just all of a sudden get hit by a knowing. You don't know where it came from, but you just know it. And so all of these things are so unlike the rational thinking that we experience day in and day out. That's your inner wisdom talking to you. So trust that. Develop a regular practice of doing that, and it will come on naturally to you. And you can then continue to ask, and even just simply ask, what do I need to know about this particular situation? And just get into practice of that, and then all kinds of wisdom will just come to you.
Excellent, excellent advice. And it's time for us to take a break. I am speaking to Dr. Alice Chan, author of Reach Your Dreams, 5 Steps to Be a Conscious Creator in Your Life. And you can learn more about her services by going to www.dralicechan.com. And we'll be back after the break.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
What are the benefits to combining modern science with ancient healing practices? For the answers, you'll want to tune into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. Each week, our program focuses on an Ayurvedic lifestyle. By developing new ways of looking at our world, we can find ways to foster harmony and peace for the good of mankind and our planet. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Tune into Frame of Mind, Saturdays at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best, Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's Seventh Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and we are speaking with Dr. Alice Chan, who is sharing information about how we can have love in our life and talking about her book, Reach Your Dreams, 5 Steps to Be a Conscious Creator in Your Life. And so I love this concept that you have in your book that life is a labyrinth. So can you describe that to us and how that can apply for people looking for love?
Absolutely. It's one of my own favorite metaphor in the book, if I may say so myself. So a labyrinth, you can visualize that in your mind's eye right now. It's like a maze, except that unlike a maze where you can truly get lost, in a labyrinth you can't, because even though the path is really windy and sometimes it looks like you're going backwards, as long as you keep following that path, you get to the center goal. You cannot get lost in a labyrinth. And so life is very much the same way, in the sense that sometimes it doesn't feel like you're going toward where you think you're going towards, and sometimes you literally feel like you're off or moving backwards, but you aren't. Just trust that the path will take you where you need to go. And then the other piece of why the labyrinth is so important to think about as your life is that as there are many different variations on what that labyrinth pattern may look like, your life is your own distinctive pattern too. Don't let someone else's pattern set expectations for you. So for instance, if you're 45 and still single, you may be really judging yourself on, you know, what's wrong with me? How? Why can't I get a man? Because you have let society and other people's expectations tell you that by 45 you should be married with 2.5 kids and a house. And so don't do that to yourself. Don't judge yourself. You are on the path that you're meant to be. So just honor that. And the other piece about how labyrinth applies to finding love in particular is that just like things you have done in your life are meant to take you where you need to go, the men you have met in the past, no matter how much pain they have given you, and potentially even ones that you still will be meeting before you find the one, they have a place in this labyrinth of your life. And so don't be scared off by having these experiences. Honor their place in the labyrinth of your life, because they have something to teach you about who you are and help you fine-tune the person that you want to be with ultimately. So as painful as it may be when you're going through it, honor that, because ultimately it's going to lead you to relationship bliss.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And what conscious living tips can you share with the audience that will help them attract the relationship that they desire?
Okay, I will offer two overall tips and help you give you a couple of insights on how to apply those tips. First of all, it's all about making yourself truly magnetic to the romance, to the love that you want. And then the second tip that I would say to you is really do everything you can to feel yourself already with the love that you want. So how do you do that? The first tip, there are two things that go with how to make yourself truly magnetic to the romance that you want. One is forgiveness of yourself and others. Do not carry any bitterness or resentment that you have from past relationships, how you judge yourself, how you judge your exes and what have you, because until you get rid of these things, you're going to recreate the same situation again. As I was saying earlier, they're repetitive patterns. So one thing to make you magnetic to the love you want is to forgive yourself and others. Work on that. The other companion practice to that is to celebrate the good things already in your life, whether it's related to relationships or not, because what that does is it's going to make you confident. It's going to make you glow. It's going to create an upbeat attitude that you carry around that's opposite of the vibe that we don't want. When you're happy and confident, you make yourself more appealing to the right person. And it's really easy to do. Is just take a few minutes every day, you know, before you go to sleep, and think about the things you're grateful for. Take breaks during the day and notice things around you that please you. That's going to train your subconscious mind to remember these things, and you're going to walk around differently. So the second tip about feel yourself already with the love that you want is partly the visualization that we talked about earlier. Like I said, I detail my own story in chapter 3 of my book on how I manifested love. The other piece to really remember about that is do whatever you can to prepare yourself to believe that it is inevitable that you will be with the love of your life. If you're committed to doing all this conscious work and feel yourself with that person, it will happen. And train your mind to believe that.
Oh, that's wonderful, Dr. Chan, and it's time for us to wrap up today. Thank you so much for being on the show. You've given such really helpful and useful tips to my listeners.
It's entirely my pleasure.
Okay, and for more information on Dr. Chan's services, go to www.DrAliceChan.com. And her book also has some really good meditation exercises and other exercises for you to work through, really helpful tools. And on my show next week, it's the 10 tips on how to date your mate. Sheila Dean is a nationally recognized relationship coach, best-selling author and speaker. She is the author of Redate Your Mate. Dating for married couples should be more than an occasional dinner and a movie night out. Sheila says you need a 24/7 dating approach to marriage to keep the flicker of attraction burning bright. When the thrill of the chase ends in the routine of everyday life, couples end up in the rut they'd said they'd never fall into. According to Sheila, busting out of that rut and keeping the sparks flying is as simple as redating your mate, doing again the things that made falling in love indescribably delicious. Join us for this insightful and playful program next Friday, February 17th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'd like to remind you to sign up for my free newsletter and free report on how to be your best self by going to my website at lifestreamholisticcoaching.com. Thank you for listening in. Happy Valentine's Day. And remember, it's about loving yourself first and then sharing that love with others. This is Regina Sisko with Shining Bright. From my heart to yours, have a wonderful week.
Thank you again for being part of Shining Bright. Please join your host, Regina Sisko, again next Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. This week, take one more step to leading the life that you deserve.